The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection is soon to embark on a capacity building program for the judiciary on the Domestic Violence Act. This forms part of the plan of action by the ministry to sensitize the judiciary, who are key implementers of the Domestic Violence Act, to its significance. A director at the Department of Social Welfare, Patience Opoku, dropped the hint at a roundtable in Accra on promoting women's rights in Ghana for a concerted national development agenda. Rebecca Ekwe was there.
The Institute of Democratic Governance, in collaboration with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, spearheaded the roundtable to mark the Golden Jubilee of the AU. The discussion is an attempt to interrogate issues pertaining to the development of Ghana and the continent within the context of selected legal instruments. It is clear that Ghana has ratified a number of charters on human rights, but implementation has been a challenge. A former acting director at the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Patience Opoku, underscores the need to sensitize all key partners of the Domestic Violence Act to ensure its successful implementation.
The judiciary, because they are one significant part of government. So when it comes to implementing laws, they are the ones who are very instrumental. So if all of these, they are not gender sensitive, it means that all these protocols and these international standards that we have incorporated into our constitution and which been translated into laws will not be rightly interpreted.
Executive Director, African Public Policy Institute, Professor Mike Okwe, identified the lack of enforcement of existing laws, record keeping, and impact assessment protocols as some of the challenges that impede the promotion of women's rights.
Unless they are well trained, people will come to the table with their prejudices. Such examples are even given by the Shraj as to the attitude of policemen, attitude of even judges, because they themselves also need training.
From another male perspective on the women's agenda, Benin Ahmed of the West African Youth Organization advocates a proactive way of including men in discussions on promoting women's rights.
Male counterparts are the biggest violators of women's dignity, and then when it comes to bias against them. And so if men are the violators, they must first be educated, and secondly, contribute to rectifying the abnormal that they have created.
The consensus at the end is the need for a constant engagement of all partners in ensuring a concerted national development agenda on women's rights in Ghana.
Rebecca Ekwe reporting.